Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day. Thank you, Lord. Give us such a wonderful day. If you have time after service, go up to Mitaki Mountain and see the cherry blossoms. It's a full. Yeah, it's like a joy of the Lord. You know. But the cherry needs over 300 days to have this blossom. You know. They spend over 11 months just to get the energy to blow this flower. Right? Yeah. Just about 2 weeks. You know. 2 weeks out of 50 weeks. But I went up Mitaki yesterday with my dog and saw the cherry, and I felt that this tree needs about over 300 days to have this flower, which means after this disaster, we Japanese people live in this country feel like you know, lose everything, but we have to stay, and until the flower will bloom, because God will give us the flower, the time to blow, you know, and if we endure, and if we prepare, if we grow, if God's have mercy, you know, because God used this disaster to give us better flower in this country. That's how I felt yesterday. I want to pray for three things about this Tohoku earthquake. One, this Saturday, we are going to have a charity concert in Nishi Ward City Hall in front of Yokogawa Station. The Japanese Christian musician Makoto Iwabuchi, he's from Sendai Prefecture. He wrote many good Japanese songs, gospel songs. He and his wife will come and will sing. And so we Christians in Hiroshima will get together and pray together and donate for this earthquake. So if you're interested in, please come to Nishi Ward City Hall, Civic Center. In front of Yokogawa Station, start at 2. Prayer request number 2 is from 18th to 20th at our headquarters in Tokyo. We are going to have a seminar, it's called Crisis. Something like that. I forgot the name. Actually, Dr. Nathan Davis, he's been Navy for 29 years, and he's a psychologist, and he's a special psychologist for trauma or, you know, some people who have the heart in heart. And he went like 9-1-1 or other countries after lots of disaster. He went the country and have seminars, especially the pastors and ministers in that area have like a debriefing of if the victims, refugees, they, if they could talk frankly what they feel is to avoid, could avoid the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So he's the specialist, and he's come and seminar about that kind of thing in Tokyo. And I was asked to come to translate. Because I learned psychology for the last 5 years. And he sent me over 200 pages of PowerPoints. I have to translate them this week. Praise the Lord. And I'll translate the whole seminar about 20 hours for 3 days. So please pray for me, preparation, and the seminar. And number three is my oldest son, Ryosuke, went to Minami Sanrikucho in Miyagi Prefecture. He went there last Thursday. Right after this earthquake, we've been talking about how could we do something. And he's preparing for art school, and he has a time, so he can... he asked me if I could come to that place as a volunteer. I want to go there. So I tried to contact some groups of NPOs, and some of them asked me to bring him to Sendai. Actually, last Wednesday, called me if your son wants to come, and please come today. And asked him, give us 1 day to prepare, you know, because he has to bring the whole food and clothes and everything. So my wife and me and son went shopping and getting many stuff and put the one big box and sent him out to Tohoku area. And finally, he went to Minami Sanrikucho. He's the that is the small town, but the whole town was actually erased by tsunami. So he went to one of the elementary school. The people is having like a camp, you know, the refugee camp. And he will stay about 2 weeks or 3 weeks. He doesn't know yet, though. Please pray for my son, and of course pray for the people in that area. And praise the Lord, and he's interested in that kind of work. You know, he wants to do something. I went there in Fukushima, like Pastor said there, as Pastor Kevin said, but he will stay longer than me. But I'll translate for 3 days. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you that the Lord use me and my son, you know, use this kind of special opportunity, right? This afternoon, I'd like to read John chapter 11, 1 to 45. That is the story of the resurrection of Lazarus, and I want to, actually not only me, but I want everybody get the hope over death. Because of disaster, this is the earthquake, over 30,000 people are dead, but half of them are not found yet. So most of them are under the sea, maybe. And actually, even the government doesn't know, you know, how many people are dead or how many people are missing. So after World War II, this is the biggest disaster, biggest sad event, biggest loss of life in Japan. So this is a very important moment for the Japanese and for the people. And also we have to think about our death and our lives. So let me read John chapter 11, 1 to 45. This is a little bit long. It's very important and very encouragement. Even just reading the scripture, I felt so encouraged. So let me read John 11, 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. When he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus was fallen asleep, but I am going to there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had seen speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him." Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "Teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how mourned there. Now, how quickly she got up and went up. She followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. Amen. Amen. Wow. Such a wonderful story. I can preach over a couple hours with this story, but make them short. Want to point out that Jesus knows the pain of death. Of course, he is God, but he became human beings to feel the reality of us, reality of the life of human beings. Of course, he can understand from the heaven, but he came down on this earth and want to see what the things are going on, the world. Joy, happy, sad, discouraged, and everything. But this story, Jesus faced the death of his friend. Of course, he encountered the death of many people, like the son of Nain. He saw the many people were dead, and of course, some were risen from dead. Like the daughter of, yes. But this is very special because the person who died was his friend, Lazarus. When he heard that Lazarus was sick, it's very interesting, but Jesus did not go there on purpose. Why? Because he wanted let him die, or it sounds ridiculous, but from the story, Jesus wanted Lazarus to stay longer in tomb. And he knew that Lazarus would die or dead already. Where hear the story. But Jesus did not go there on purpose for 2 days. And finally, he left somewhere he was around, maybe Galilee, and left for Judea. About 2 days trip. So when he went to the town, Bethany, Martha came to see him, and she said, "Oh Lord, if you were here, my brother would not die. But Jesus said, believe me. Simply said, believe me. If you believe me, you will see the glory of God. When Martha came, and later Mary came to Jesus, and Mary said the same thing. Also Jesus said the same thing. But verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping, Jesus saw her, Mary was weeping, and the Jews had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. What this scripture means. Jesus did not move when Martha came, right? But when he saw Mary was weeping, the people come along with Mary was weeping, he was so moved. He saw the reality of the sadness of death at this time. Of course, he's God, he knows everything, but he faced the sadness of death of human being at this time. So he was really moved in spirit and troubled. His heart was shaken. So the perfect man and perfect God, Jesus, realized the meaning of death for human beings at this time. And Jesus asked, finally, where have you laid him? And come and see, Lord, they replied. And verse 35, short sentence, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Why Jesus wept? What do you think? Why Jesus wept? Because the loss of his friend? Because Lazarus was dead? Probably so, but he knew Lazarus would rise again. So I don't think Jesus wept this time because his friend was dead. Why? I think the reason because Jesus wept here, he saw the reality of the sadness of deaths of human beings. Jesus felt how sad for the human beings when they lose somebody they love. I lose a lot of friends, lose a lot of members of this church. Actually, I did 44 funerals after I became pastor, 20-some years. From youngest was teenager, the old one is 102, my grandmother. I saw many people dying, writing from me, and I lost many people. Of course, sad. Different people, different kind of people, different relationships to me, but the death is sad. Death is sad. I performed a funeral sometimes I met once or a couple times. I met him or her at the hospital And but they accepted Christ Jesus right before they went to heaven, and I did the funeral. I don't feel not so close to them, but when I do the funeral, I feel so sad. That's natural. I don't deny, the natural feeling of sadness when we lose somebody. It's sad. Why? Because I cannot see them. I cannot talk to them. I cannot have a fellowship with them. Miss them. That's true. That's really sad. I think it's very important. We have to, even we Christians, we do not deny our feelings. We should not deny our feelings. Like, yes, we are Christians. We believe in the we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe the everlasting life. So we should not show our sadness. I don't think so. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Yes, he expressed his feelings, and he knows our feelings. He knows how sad the death is. This is our Savior. That's why Jesus said, "I am with you," because he knows our sadness. So when we are sad, weep. Cry. Right? Do not pretend, yourself like I'm a strong man or a strong woman. It's okay to in front of your children or somebody's, but in front of God, you express yourself. If you feel sad, cry and express. Otherwise, we'll have more troubles later on. So as I mentioned about the seminar after next week, I learned the traumatic disorder a little bit, but like this kind of disaster crisis will effect in our hearts, not right after the crisis, but at long after, couple more months or years, sometimes 20 or 30 years later, they remember clearly what happened, and they start shaking and they are depressed and they feel so bad. So we have, this is very important, we have to show our feelings. Because Jesus did. Because Jesus knew. I think this is very important. Jesus knows our feelings. Sadness, happy, lonely, discouraged. He knows. In order to know the feeling of human beings, he became human beings. He became like us. Because he wants to experience. He get the body to feel the tears. Is this wonderful truth? If he does not have the body, he cannot feel the tears. Of course, he's God, he's a creator, he knows everything, but he did not feel as a human being the tears. Jesus knows our pain, Jesus knows our sadness, and Jesus had mercy on us. This is the theme of today, right? Mercy. Yes, Jesus has mercy because he felt the same. because He understands the same and what we feel. But not only He understands the pain of death, He used the death. I don't know this word "use" is particular or not, but this story tells us Jesus used the death of Lazarus, right? Of course, He, in the midst of the story, before He went to the tomb, He wept, which means Jesus did not, you know, feel like this, okay, I go to the tomb and get the Lazarus out, you know. That's an easy job for the Son of God, you know. Do not weep, this kind of thing. No. Jesus wept, and Jesus knew the Lazarus will come out the tombs, but even Jesus Christ, this is not the easy job, you know. This is his life. He put himself everything to bring Lazarus out from dead. He prayed to the Father, and he said, Father, I thank you that have heard me. Right before he called Lazarus, confident that Father heard my prayer. But he's been prayed. Right after he heard the information, or the news about Lazarus, I think he was been praying. And finally, he had confidence before he called Lazarus. But of course he believed that God can use this death, this crisis, to show the glory of God. Even death is the end of life. This is the end of everything. What the people and things, the death is the end. This is over, right? Ask Japanese what the death means. It's end. Over. Have you been to Buddhism funeral? What do they do? Nothing. They just read the okyo on something in an incense, nothing. Why? Because for Japanese, death is the end. It's over. So we cannot do anything except bury them. No hope. Nothing. They try to say, the Japanese Buddhism or the religion try to understand, this guy's dead. Over. Forget him. Forget her. Keep your body safe. You know. Because they have no hope. But Jesus said, If you believe in me, death is not the end. On the contrary, Jesus said, death will glorify God. Even the death can glorify God. This is 100% different idea. Did I tell you if you believe, you would see the glory of God? The key word is believe. If you believe. So if you believe in Him, if you believe in God, God can use even the death. Not to make us happy, though. You know, we have to understand the the word, the glory of God. The glory of God is sometimes is far away from our happiness or what we want or what we hope. But God can use even death to glory His name, glorify His name, if we believe in Him. So this is very important. Before we die or before we miss somebody, we have to put trust on Jesus. We have to believe in Him before we lose somebody, though. You know, it's really tough after somebody died, you know. But before we lose somebody, we believe in Jesus and say, when we lose somebody, if he or our family or friend died, we can say, Lord, I believe in you. And I believe that I could see the glory of God through death. Amen. And finally, Jesus makes us overcome the death. We can overcome. We can overcome the death because Jesus was raised from the dead. He overcame the dead. He was dead, but He was risen from the dead. Why we are so sad, why we are so afraid of death? Because we cannot see the friends, or we cannot see the people who are dead. And also we do not know what happens after death. But we know that because Jesus was risen from the dead, death is not the end. This is the start. This is the beginning of new life. That's why we have hope, right? Death is not the end. This is not over. This is the start. This is the beginning of full of glory. Death is the start of our new life. Let's die. Because we can start a new life with Jesus Christ at 100%. That is the hope of death. That's the hope we have. Right? That's why we're Christians. That's why we believe in Jesus Christ. That's why we can overcome the loss, this disaster, the sadness. Because we will see Him, we will see her, and the who died will start a new life, and we'll go there. Because Jesus died, but He was risen from the dead. And He appeared, He showed Himself to the disciples, and disciples, they saw Jesus Christ. What did they do? They died. Not suicide, though. But they are allowed to be killed. Martin, please kill him. Because I can follow Jesus. I can go where Jesus is. That is the true hope of Christianity. This is the real hope of the gospel. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that we have true hope. The many people are dead by this disaster, and many are not found yet. But we also die. We don't know when, we don't know what kind of disaster will attack us. We don't know when we die, where we die, how we die. But Lord, thank you that Jesus understands the sadness of death. He became human beings to understand our sadness. But not only He understands our feeling, but also He overcome the death. And He gives us the true hope. Thank you so much, Lord. We believe in you. And that thank you that you use even death to glorify you, Lord. Lord, in this very special moment, we have to pray for the people, and also we have to ready to the end of this worldly life, but the start of heavenly life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We all rise and sing our closing song. What the Lord has done.
Oh,